Bonfield's plan to revitalize the waterfront is alive and well, as the township's council has dedicated funds for the project. The township has earmarked $110,107 for the development. However, the money will only be used if grants are received from the federal government. Currently, the township has received a grant from the NOHFC's Community Enhancement Program, and an application is pending for the Canada Community Revitalization Fund, issued by FedNor.C. Bonfield to develop its waterfront. Overall, there's $1 million worth of grants the township has applied for, explained Bonfield's mayor, Randy McLaren, during a July 13 council meeting. This is the upset limit the township would be liable for, explained Chief Administrative Officer Peter Johnston, noting that these earmarked funds satisfy the percentage requirements the township must contribute to receive the grant. "We're still working on getting final approval on the grant from FedNor," Johnston said. "But once all the grants are approved," he added, "the tendering process for the project will begin." However, the work to be tendered is still in the purview of council. "I don't want you to think that you're committing us to a project in excess of $1 million, Johnston explained, reiterating that once grants are secured, council will decide the scope of the improvements. The waterfront plan was completed in June 2018 and involves improvements to the Kaibiskang River waterfront from Maple Road to Sunnyside Road. The area on Lake Nospensing from Church Street to Sunnyside Road is also slated for improvement. These improvements could include a boardwalk, walking paths, additional benches and improved public washrooms, a gazebo for events, a splash pad, and investment in geese deterrents. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.